Did you get a Christmas card from Big Fatty?
I didn't.
Oh, I think he loves me more than he loves you.
Well, I don't think he has my address, truth be told.
Oh, because we don't have the
no,
the
we don't have the, we don't have the box anymore, and I've never given out my address to anybody, so.
Well, I think you should get on it, because I'll bet he's got one waiting for you, because it came with a Big Fatty online calendar for 2009 that's a refrigerator magnet.
Oh.
So I have a picture of Big Fatty on my fridge right now. So
awesome.
I don't need to join Weight Watchers. All I have to do is take a look at that mug. I'm never eating again. I'm totally kidding. I love you, Big Fatty.
Oh.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I don't need to join Weight Watchers. All I have to do is take a look at that mug.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 246 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 14th of January, 2009. Y'all, it's hump day of this week, and coming up on today's show, Big Fatty is going to have to go down into the fat cave, because y'all, the debut of the American Fatty has returned. Oh, Lord, y'all, that was very loud. I feel like Archer. Is that so loud? Is that too loud? Is that too loud? Anyway, hi, everyone. I hope your Tuesday went well. Big Fatty had an interesting Tuesday. Larry Klein and I had a little Chick-fil, and y'all, it was especially good today. And I don't know if you go to the Chick-fil for the brofkas, but Big Fatty likes the chicken, egg, and cheese bagel, and it was just scrumptious today. So y'all, I was watching TV, I guess Monday night, and there's a new movie that is coming out in the theaters called the what's it called? The Mall Cop. And I swear to God, I don't yawn until this fucking microphone is in front of me. Oh my God. Anyway, The Mall Cop, it's one of those mindless movies, but it just makes me giggle. And it kind of reminds Big Fatty of what Big Fatty would be like if he were a mall cop. And anyway, it's just kind of silly. I may go see it. I don't know. Because, you know, Big Fatty didn't go to a lot of the theatrical big screen things there. And y'all, I want to thank all of you who sent in suggestions for movies for Big Fatty to use for his free five rentals at the Amazon on the TiVo, because I didn't get any fucking response to that. So thanks, everyone. But I did get a couple of more bacon recipes, and I'm going to go over to the e-letters right now. One of them, y'all, Freddie sent me one that I'm just not so sure about. It is, he says, first of all, he says, yo, I just died and went to bacon. I think that's like go to heaven. But Freddie, I want you to make these and send one to me. Because, y'all, it is called the Dark Chocolate Bacon Cupcakes. And you take 12 slices of bacon, 2 cups of all-purpose flour, 3/4 of a cup of unsweetened cocoa powder, 2 cups of white sugar, 2 teaspoons of baking soda, 1 teaspoon of baking powder, what's the difference between baking soda and baking powder? Anyway, I know that if you don't use the right one, it fucks up the recipe, but anyway. 1/2 teaspoon of sea salt, 2 eggs, a cup of cold strong brewed coffee, 1 cup of buttermilk, 1/2 cup of vegetable oil, and 1 tablespoon of unsweetened cocoa powder for dusting. And y'all, I'm not so sure about those, but it got 4.5 out of 5 stars at the allrecipes.com. And Freddie, I want you to take a picture of that for me. And evidently you put the bacon on top. But anyway, chocolate and bacon? Why not? Okay. So, Freddie, you're in charge of the bacon chocolate cupcakes. Also, I heard that y'all, this Brian and Danbury, you know, he's one of the newlyweds up there. He sent me this thing from the Big Red Kitchen, and y'all, it is for Scotch eggs. Do you know what those are? It's like you cut out the inside of sausage, and you put an egg in it, and then you bake it. Y'all, he says it sounds wonderful, but y'all, they look vile if you ask me. I don't think I would like the Scotch eggs, because Big Fatty does not like the hard-boiled consistency of egg. The only way I like my eggs is scrambled. So, Brian, you make some of those for your husband and let me know how they are, but Big Fatty doesn't want you to send him any of those. Oh, wait a minute. I've got an... Oh, no. That's the bacon recipe that for the Busy Day Bacon Muffins. I am going to make those. I thought I had some Bisquick, and I was going to go ahead and do it, but I'm out of Bisquick. I used them for the sausage balls. So, y'all, I made the shake and bake chicken and the green beans and potatoes, and going to have that for the supper once I finish recording. So, you know, I'm not going to pussyfoot around on this thing. No pussyfooting. That's it. No pussyfooting around. I'm going right down into that fat cave.
Another groovy day in Gotham City, and everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis. But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Fat.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
We're in luck. He's at home.
Big Fatty Online. The Fat K. Oh, Lord. Ruined. Crickets. Fat Cave, B-I-G, F-A-T-T-Y, there's nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty.
That is correct, and y'all, it is American Fatty. It has returned, and I'm sorry that I did not give you the heads up on that, because... Tuesday night was the opening, the premiere, but they're having it on Wednesday night. I think it's y'all, these are the auditions where they have, you know, the horrible people come on and sing. And y'all, I find it interesting, you know, Michael from the QCast Connection, he does not like to hear about the quiz programs or anything, but he has the American Idols for the Wii. And, you know, and he likes the karaoke and everything like that, but just not the American Idol quiz program. So, anyway, the American Fatty. So, y'all, Big Fatty will be watching the American Fatty. And I want to remind everybody that this Friday, the Friday Night Lights also returns. And, y'all, they're just some hot little guys on there, and you know, you ought to go over there and watch some of that. And until you go over there and watch some of that, we're gonna do this.
Hello.
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 Hello. Oh, hello, Barney.
Hello.
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 Bonjour.
Hi.
How you doing there?
Yo.
Hello.
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 Yo, yo.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hi. It's Larry H. Vader. And it's my birthday. And it's also Big Fatty. It's my... We're walking. We don't know what street we're on, but...
Brady.
But we're drunk. We're just going to say it. We're drunk.
I just want a taxi cab.
We want a taxi, but we can't find one. No. Oh, can you give us a ride? And we're drunk. Oh, and they drive away because they see me stumbling down the street. Oh, Lord, bust your spell.
That was a
chinch. Oh, Lord. But we're drunk. And so we just finished some sort of beverage event at the Powerhouse, and then we moved to the cha-cha, and then they didn't pick us up. And so we're drunk. So
Otis.
Otis, oh no, ma'am.
Otis, go.
This looks like I want to go. But anyway, we don't know where we are. What is this, bus? Oh my God, we're never going to get back when we're walking. And so you're fat and we're drunk. And we've said that 5 or 6 times. So, oh God, the light's changing my mind. Okay, you're fat. Bye. This goddamn motherfuckers don't want to stop just because we're homosexuals. It's my birthday and I'm intoxicated. It's Mr. Larry H. Vader. That's V-A-D-E-R. Larry H. Vader. Oh, it's Boss. He can't hail a taxi. And we're walking uphill, and we have been for like 28 blocks. We're walking from near the powerhouse, hole in the wall bar, which we found, which loved me because it's my birthday, until they closed the goddamn metal curtain and threw us out. I'm farting, Buff. I'm farting. Don't walk behind me. Oh, I'm running. So, you're fat, and we still haven't figured out how we're going to get home. Yeah. Oh, there come the police. Great. You're fat, and it's ruined. Yeah.
That is the longest voicemail in the world, Big Patty. I do not want to press the pound key for more options. I don't care about more options. Who in the history of voicemails has ever pressed the pound key for more options?
In the background. No.
I don't think anybody's ever pressed that motherfucking pound key. Get rid of that shit. It was Buff. Bye.
I think you're crazy. I think you're crazy. Just like me.
Y'all, let it be said that if you are drunk and you call the fat line, it probably will end up being very embarrassing for you. So please call the fat line at 206-337-1438. Y'all, those first three calls were from Mr. Larry H. Vader and from Buff out there in the San Franciscos. And clearly they were a huffin' and a puffin' because they're so fat. In fact, Mr. Vader today announced that he had gone back on the Weight Watchers because he is so fat now. But, you know, I'm sure you already knew that because you've been listening to his new podcast, which debuted on January the 5th. Oh, well. Y'all, I've got another voice letter here, and it is from the one and only the Podfather.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Archer. I'm just calling to let you know that I am your number one fan, and there's no need for...
I am sack of shit, too.
There's no need for me to write 25 words because you...
Well, it's too bad that you're not in the contest and you sent, unless you write me 25 words or less, so...
But we already know, everybody already knows that I'm your number one fan.
You're a lying sack of shit. I have it in writing that you're not.
Bye, Big Fatty.
Bye.
Now, y'all, as you just heard, you cannot call in to enter this contest. You have to send Big Fatty an e-letter with 25 words or less to be entered in the BFO number one fan contest. And, y'all, I'm going to read a couple of the submissions I've received already. And I have checked the word count on all of these, and they all qualify. So, anyway... Michael in Stuttgart says, here are my 13 words. Just 13. I am Big Fatty's biggest fan because I am Big Fatty's fattest fan. Well, you know, how do you dispute that, y'all? I mean, you know, really. Other than, you know, if we did dispute it, we'd probably have to see Archer naked in the bed after having sex. Arthur, Arthur down there in the New Zealand. By the way, he's getting married, y'all, on his birthday. Did you hear that? He says, I posted on my blog about Big Fatty Online before the official announcement. Only a true fan would be so dedicated. Well, how about that, y'all? He posted that back in January 29th, 2008. That was a year ago that he was Big Fatty's biggest fan. And then we have, who else do we have here? We have Miss Kathy. Miss Kathy says, I am the number one fan of Big Fatty because people who write novellas don't do 25-word essays, and for that, I am your biggest fan, and we love Bacon and Larry Vader. You know, I'm almost tempted to disqualify that just because she mentioned Larry Vader in there, but I won't. So anyway, so Miss Kathy is going into the colostomy bag. Freddie writes, Bacon wallet, kids off the fridge to make room for your official Big Fatty magnet, pretzels, candy corn, Oreos, had your nuts in my mouth. Well, Freddie, you know, I can't dispute having my nuts in your mouth certainly makes you a fan, and Big Fatty enjoys that part of it. In fact, Big Fatty enjoyed the bacon wallet and all the other goodies that you sent. So, anyway, y'all still got a few more entries to read. And remember, all you got to do is send Big Fatty an e-letter, 25 words or less. And y'all, I need to hurry up and do this before the time gets away. Okay, y'all, this is a tough one, but here's a very good clue. Your clue is Larry Vader and Buff. Recognize the theme to The Streets of San Francisco? Get it? See why Mr. Vader and Buff were the clue for today? It was a successful 1970s television police drama filmed on location in San Francisco and produced by Quinn Martin Productions, with the first season produced in association with Warner Brothers Television. The show ran for five seasons between September 16th, 1972 and June 9th, 1977 on ABC, amassing a total of 119 60-minute episodes. The series started with a pilot movie of the same title, and I don't really remember who was in that. So, Carl Malden, Michael Douglas, and Richard Hatch. Huh, I should have remembered who was in that. So anyway, y'all, it's been quite a show here. Y'all, and y'all, Big Fatty is almost out of the voice letters. I've only got one left, so please, call in, and y'all, if you have the New Year's resolution like Mr. Vader does, you might want to just consider...
I don't need to join Weight Watchers. All I have to do is take a look at that mug.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Meh! has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.